Saturday. Please welcome today's contestants, a foreign affairs officer from Washington, D.C., Richard Johnson. A writer from New York, New York, Latifa Torrance. And our returning champion, an emergency room physician from Bowling Green, Ohio, Kevin Martin, whose one day cash winnings total $17,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show. Welcome to the quiz show that features three very bright people in competition. Let's see what happens today for Latifa, Richard, and Kevin. I hope you like these categories in the Jeopardy round. Remember, there's one daily double in this round of play, and here are those categories. Archipelagos. Hey, that's popular. And the Emmy goes to, we want you to name the show. We'll have a tribute to the United States Air Force, which is celebrating an important birthday. We'll deal with museums. We'll find out, what are you made of? And finally, we have some beastly noises. Now, each correct response will be a word that indicates a noise made by an animal. For instance, if I said the noise a cow makes, you'd say, what is moo? Okay? Here we go.
What are you made of? For 200, please.
Answer. Moses by Michelangelo at San Pietro in Vincoli, Rome. Richard.
What is marble?
Right.
Can I have Emmy goes to for 200?
We're looking for the show. 2003, James Gandolfini. Richard.
What is The Sopranos?
Correct.
Emmys for 400, please.
2004, Cynthia Nixon. Richard again.
What is Sex and the City?
Yes.
Emmys for 6.
2005, Felicity Huffman. Richard again.
What is Desperate Housewives?
Right.
Emmy for 8, please.
2001, Allison Janney. Richard.
What is The West Wing?
Correct.
And Emmys for 1,000, please.
2002, Michael Chiklis. Richard.
What is The Shield?
Hey, you watch a lot of television and it paid off for you. Well done.
Could I have museums for 200, please?
The great men of France, circa 1780, are immortalized in the Grands Hommes Gallery of this museum. Richard.
What is the Louvre?
Correct.
A museum's for 4.
The highlight of Argentina's National History Museum in this city is Candido Lopez's historical canvases. Richard.
What is Buenos Aires?
Yes.
Museum's for 600, please.
Answer. Daily double. And you're off and running. 3,800 for you. You're the only one with money.
Let's try 1,500.
All right. Here's the clue. New York City's MoMA is the Museum of Modern Art. L.A.'s MoCA is the museum of this type of art.
What is the Museum of Contemporary Art?
You got it. 5,300 for you.
Let's go to a museum for 800, please.
Works by Titian, Raphael, and others sold by the USSR to Andrew Mellon became the core of this D.C. museum. Became the core of the National Gallery of Art. Richard, go again.
Museums for 1,000, please.
The Athenaeum in Hartford, Connecticut bears the name of this founder. No relation to Longfellow. And his name is Daniel Wadsworth. Richard?
Archipelagos for 200, please.
Sitka is the largest city in this state's Alexander Archipelago. Richard.
What is Alaska?
That's it.
Archipelagos for 4, please.
In 1965, the Cook Islands became self-governing in free association with this country that provides for their defense. Richard.
What is New Zealand?
Correct.
Archipelagos for 6, please.
This Scottish archipelago is famous not only for its ponies, but also for a breed of dog. Richard.
What are the Shetlands?
Yes.
Archipelagos for 8, please.
This Pacific Island country is named for a British sea captain, not Happy Days producer Gary. Richard?
What are the Marshall Islands?
You are right again, and that takes you to 7,300. My gosh, what a start. We have to stop you right now to take this commercial break, and then we'll come back and chat with the players before going on. Stay with us. If you're impressed by his performance so far, listen to this, folks. Regarding Richard Johnson, foreign affairs officer from Washington, D.C., gave his entire graduation speech in Latin.
That's right.
What did you do? Veni, vidi, vici?
I think it went something like, O di immortalis, benedicite noc hoc die laetandi. Something like that.
Oh, sure. Easy for you to say. Latifa Torrance is a writer from New York. Rescheduled a mini honeymoon. so that she could appear with us today.
It's true.
That's neat. You're a newlywed.
Yes, we were going to visit the wonderful museums of Chicago, but then we got a call from Jeopardy, and that went out the window.
I hope you get a chance to visit the wonderful museums of Chicago, because there are some great ones. But we're delighted you're here today. Kevin Martin is an emergency room physician in Bowling Green, Ohio. What kind of cases come into the hospital mostly?
Well, it depends. You know, we see a lot of chest pain, shortness of breath, cold and flu season. So some of it's seasonal, too.
End of the month stuff, a lot of fights and cuts.
Occasionally weekend brawls, but nothing too too terrible.
Nothing too violent. All right, let's get back into this. And, oh, Richard, you have command of the board. How could I forget?
Thanks, Alex. Archipelagos for 1,000, please.
Answer. This Portuguese archipelago once served as a stop for the treasure galleons returning to Spain from America. Richard?
What are the Azores?
That's it.
Let's try the U.S. Air Force for 200.
First clue. Now turning 60, the United States Air Force was established in September of 1947 under this president, with Carl Spatz as chief of staff. Richard?
Who is Truman?
Correct.
The Air Force for 400.
This is the main job of the KC-135 Stratotanker. It helps put the global in the Air Force's global reach, global power.
Latifah.
What is fueling?
Fueling, you got it.
Let's take beastly noises for 200, please.
After the hungry German shepherd gnawed on the tree, it let out... Richard.
What is bark?
Yes.
Beastly noises for 400.
If the species were reversed at Thanksgiving, the birds chowing down on us would be doing a lot of... Latifah.
What is gobbling?
Right.
Let's take beastly noises for 600, please.
Playing bridge, the donkey led the four of clubs, and the elephant decided to... Kevin.
What is trumpet?
Yes.
Beastly noises for 800.
I should never have committed a crime on the farm. I knew the pig would... Richard?
What is squeal?
Yes.
And beastly noises for 1,000, please.
The day Churchill died... It was as if the horse kept calling for him with a neigh and a... Richard.
What is a whinny?
Whinny, yes. Winnie Churchill, correct.
Let's go back to the Air Force for 600, please.
AWACS E-3s were among the very first airborne assets to deploy during this August 1990 operation, establishing round-the-clock radar capability. Kevin.
What is Desert Storm?
No. Richard.
What is Desert Shield?
Yes.
The U.S. Air Force for 800, please.
The many sensors of the F-22A Raptor, allowing it to track, identify, and destroy enemy threats without being detected, make it the epitome of this kind of fighter. Kevin.
What is stealth?
Right.
U.S. Air Force 1000.
Kelly, this time.
Kadena Air Base is home to the Air Force's largest combat one of these, the 18th. Not a part of a plane, but a military unit.
Kevin.
What is wing?
Wings, right.
What are you made of? 400.
Queen Elizabeth II, seen here. Richard.
What is wax?
Yes.
What are you made of for 6?
Tecumseh, on Cheers. Kevin.
What is wood?
Right.
800.
St. John the Baptist by Donatello at Siena Cathedral. Made of bronze. And now the $1,000 clue. The warriors of China's first Qin emperor, seen here. Richard.
What is terracotta?
Terracotta, correct. And that takes you up to a very impressive 12,500. Latifah and Kevin have a great deal of catching up to do. Latifah, you go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. A key part of stealth technology is... That makes the plane harder to detect with enemy technology like... Now, this F-22A also uses a revolutionary new that makes the deadly aircraft resemble and allows the pilot to with no possibility of detection. Now, this F-22A Raptor, in addition, and this is very, very important, I want you all to pay attention to this. What are you guys doing? Hey. All right, here we go. Latifah, take a look at the board as we pop in the categories, because you get to make the first selection. Consumer Reports Road Test. Next, quotable movies. ID the film for us. Anagram Shakespearean characters. And then party, like, in quotation marks, it's 1999. Where do we start?
Let's take party for 400, please.
Paper gifts are the traditional gifts at this anniversary party for a married couple. Kevin?
What is the first anniversary?
That's right.
Quotable movies, 400.
1972. My father assured him that either his signature or his brains would be on the contract. Richard?
What is The Godfather?
Correct.
It's 1999 for 400, please.
A May 1999 White House ceremony unveiled the newly designed U.S. $1 coin with this historical person on the front. Richard.
Who is Sacagawea?
Correct.
99 for 800, please.
He had a good year in 1999. He beat cancer and beat all the other riders to win his first Tour de France. Richard.
Who is Lance Armstrong?
Correct.
99 for 1200.
Tom Mook, the last remaining leader at large of this murderous communist group, was captured in Cambodia in March. Richard.
What is the Khmer Rouge?
Yes.
It's 1999 for 1600.
This African country lost its beloved founding father, Julius Nyerere, in 1999. Aha! Stumped you with Tanzania. Richard, back to you.
1999 for 2000, please.
Answer. Didn't cost you anything because you still came up with the Daily Double. Richard, if you make this a true Daily Double and respond correctly, you will have $30,600. That is very impressive.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Worth considering.
let's try 3,500.
35 it is. Here is the clue for you. Perhaps because it was there, a 1999 expedition to Mount Everest found this man's body, which had been frozen there for 75 years.
Who is Hillary?
No, way before him. Who is Sir George Mallory? When asked why he climbed Mount Everest, because it's there. You're still in the lead. Go again.
Let's go with quotable movies for 800.
1984. There was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf. Latifa.
What is This Is Spinal Tap?
That's it.
Let's take quotable movies for 1200, please.
2007. Spartans, enjoy your breakfast for tonight. We dine in hell. Kevin.
What is 300?
Yes.
Quotable movies, 1600.
1975, your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries. Kevin.
What is Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Correct.
Quotable movies, 2000.
2006. Oh, my God, I'm getting pulled over. Everyone, just pretend to be normal. Latifa.
What is Little Miss Sunshine?
Correct.
Let's take party for 800, please.
Must have been quite a party. The British passed 1774's Intolerable Acts to punish Massachusetts for it. Latifa.
What is the Boston Tea Party?
Correct.
Let's take party for 1200, please.
It's the beverage that would be most appropriate at the wild, riotous bacchanalia we've got planned. Latifa.
What is wine?
Wine, yes.
I'll take party for 1600.
This European party is named for the time of year when it's thrown. Richard.
What is Oktoberfest?
Yes.
Party for 2000, please.
It's the Spanish name for a girl's 15th birthday coming-of-age party in Mexico. Richard.
What is the quinceañera?
Yes.
Let's go with like for 400.
Five-word phrase repeated by Dorothy Gale when clicking her heels together in The Wizard of Oz. Richard.
What is there's no place like home?
You got it.
Like for 800.
Three-word cliche used of exotic food. Ramona said it about rat on The First Survivor. Richard.
What is taste like chicken?
Yes.
Like for 1200.
In all this, the state or fact of being probable. What is likelihood, in all likelihood? Richard.
Like for 1600.
A doppelganger. Richard.
What is a likeness?
Likeness or look-alike, yes.
Like for 2000.
Ovine. What is sheep-like? Sheep-like. Richard, you're still in the lead.
Consumer Reports road test for 400.
All right, here's John to start us off.
Consumer Reports checks out how well a car stops when its wheels are on different surfaces with its split mu area. Mu standing for coefficient of this.
Kevin.
What is friction?
Correct.
Road test for 800.
Mileage tests show that these, using gas and electric power, deliver the best mileage of any five-passenger cars. Richard.
What are hybrids?
That's it.
Road test for 1200.
Kelly.
Among Consumer Reports' testing criteria is axle articulation, how well the wheels maintain this, from the Latin for pull over rocky terrain.
Kevin.
What is traction?
Good.
Road test 1600.
Jawohl, Consumer Reports in 2007 said this brand's GL450 is the top large SUV.
That would be the Mercedes-Benz.
Road test 2000.
All right, John.
To see how the car handles without it, Consumer Reports has disabled a system becoming standard on U.S. autos. ESC, electronic this control.
Richard.
What is steering?
No. Kevin.
What is stabilization?
Yes, stabilization or... No, we won't accept that. Latifa.
What is electronic stability control?
That's it, stability. Yes.
Let's take anagram Shakespeare characters for 400.
Answer. She's a foreign queen. Alert a cop. Latifa.
Who is Cleopatra?
Right.
Shakespeare for 800, please.
He's magical. Rose prop. Richard.
Who is Prospero?
Yes.
1200.
He domesticates his wife. Ripe touch. Who is Petruchio? Richard.
1600.
Answer. Other Daily Double. Oh, boy.
Not my category. 500.
500 it is. Here's the clue. A fairy. No robe.
Who is Oberon?
Correct. And now the $2,000 clue. He's a title prince. Crisp eel. And that would be Pericles, Prince of Tyre. Mm. Richard, $18,300, which is $10,300 more than Latifa. Here's the final Jeopardy category for the three of you. Men of Medicine will have a clue in a moment.
A Camel and a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is Hump Day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Category for final today is Men of Medicine, and here is the clue, players. After giving birth in Paris, American Marjorie Carmel wrote Thank You Hymn and co-founded an organization now named for him. 30 seconds. Good luck. Kevin, we'll start with you. You're a man of medicine, and I know you wished you'd had more money going into this final, but is it an easy final or a difficult one? Who is Mount Carmel? No, that's not going to earn you any points, and it costs you $3,000, leaving you with $2,200. We go to Latifa. She had $8,000. The name she came up with, who is Lamaz? Dr. Ferna Lamaz. Yes, you're right. And what do you add to your... Oh, you didn't risk anything. How unfortunate, because we come to Richard Johnson. You have to hope he missed it, and did he? He did miss it. He picked Dr. Spock, and did he risk much? No, 2,000. He has enough, 16,300, to become the new Jeopardy champion. He takes the play again on our next show as we wrap up the week right here. Hope to see you then. Good luck.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
inspired by her story of giving back, the Eagle Scout who reached out to 7 on Your Side to join in on her mission to help others. And then, a quarterback violating COVID restrictions. The aftermath of that Washington football team scandal at 11.
1989.
Fighting, shooting.
Two boys from the projects. Two men today. ABC7 fills in the years since to see how city struggles led to life success. 7 on Your Side, Thursday on ABC7 News at 5.
Heavy rain, gusty winds, all part of a strong cold front. I'll tell you about it at 11.